Merry Christmas. We are in the season of Christmas. Just a few days after Christmas, we celebrate Christmas all the way up until Epiphany, which is actually next Sunday, January 6th. God's blessings to you in our journey together here this morning. If you were here, I can't remember who was here. There's so many people in church over the week. But if you were here a week ago on December 23rd for our Sunday worship, we looked at the Christmas message through the eyes of a teenager. That's Mary. She's only 12 or 13 years old when she gives birth to Jesus. Now, today, it's our opportunity to hear the Christmas story through an elderly male's vision. We're going to see that with a man named Simeon in Luke chapter 2. Actually, Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2, they mention those that are older. Anna, she's a prophetess, as well as Elizabeth. And we get a perspective of what the gift of Jesus meant for them in Luke chapter 1 and 2. I wish that it is God's blessings. I wish that it reaches you today with what we have to share about Simeon, what a great example he is. A couple announcements to share with the congregation. The first is that out in the narthex, in the round table, there is a card for Larry Oliver. Next Sunday, that's January 6th at 3 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Albany. Larry's going to be ordained and installed at Emmanuel. And there are a couple pieces of paper and a card for Larry. Go ahead and sign if you're not coming, or if you are coming, we're just writing a card of congratulations for Larry, and we'll give that to him next Sunday. Also, we just started a new series of Portals of Prayer. I know that some of you follow that devotion series. Go ahead and pick up a copy out in the narthex. We have those available. And then the last thing that I'd share with you is that tomorrow night we have our New Year's Eve service. This is a special service in which it is you get to choose the songs. As I shared in the Bible study, this is your opportunity to stump the organist. Colleen, you want to pick something, you know, with six sharps and six flats and just, you know, really throw her off? That's tomorrow night, Monday night at 7 p.m. And it's also communion as well, so that's a great opportunity to come. I've got a few visitors here. I don't usually do this, but I'm going to point them out. John King, good to have you here, my friend. John and Donna, God's blessings to you and your family. Good to have you here. And Joni, you're here from Salt Lake City, all the way here. Good to see you as well. Look forward to catching up with you after the service. And a special welcome to anyone else that I'm missing here this morning. Are there any other announcements to share with the Peace family before we begin? Oscar?
I just realized, you know, what a new bulletin is going on. Anyway, there is a men's breakfast this coming Saturday, so hopefully we can start the new year off. That's the 5th of January. And actually,
Rick will be kind of leading the breakfast and also leading the discussion on post-traumatic stress. So I'm probably going to miss it, but I'm going to try to get back for it. But anyway, just a reminder, I think it's in the newsletter, but not in the bulletin.
Excellent. Margaret?
I called this past week to Emmanuel to RSVP, and Larry had to get to his phone.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to remind people that they need to RSVP if they plan to eat.
Yes. They're trying to get a food count. So if you are going, please call Emmanuel or email them as well. As I think it went out in an email, but just make sure to call or email the church in the days ahead. Okay, great. Any other announcements to share?